former Secretary of State Peter Hain joining us this morning. Morning, Peter.
Morning. And if anybody was in any doubt about the deep, deep sores that still sear Northern Ireland, then that extremely moving interview from Florence, who was extremely brave in doing it on your programme, should have dispelled any doubts.
So can we even contemplate saying to people like Florence, we're giving her son's killers an amnesty?
Well, government has had to do difficult things over the course of the years in the search for peace and for the settlement, which was secured in 2007 when I was Secretary of State. For instance, around 400 paramilitary prisoners were released under the Good Friday Agreement from prison, having committed terrorist offences, Republicans and Loyalists. That was a very hard thing to do, especially for the victims, police officers' widows, prison officers' widows, or on the Republican side, those who'd been killed by the British Army. It was very, very difficult for them to see that happening. And on both sides, the pain of the victims, the pain of the terrible atrocities that still scar Northern Ireland society, it's extremely difficult to cope with that. But it was necessary to achieve what we now have, which is old enemies in government in Northern Ireland and the society seeking to move on. So I think the Attorney General, though I've had my quarrels with him in the past, particularly last year, but I think that he has said what needed to be said. This issue does need to be addressed. You can't keep on seeking to prosecute going decades back for offences which it may not be possible to pursue, which cost an awful lot of money and effort to try and track down, when I think victims like Florence need the support and need the understanding in other ways.
But it's a huge precedent, Peter, what you've just proposed there. You cannot.
Well, there was a very big precedent set under the Good Friday Agreement.
I understand that.
That caused terrible pain, but it was a part of the process that led ultimately to the situation we have today, where the troubles have been put behind us.
But if what you've just said is you cannot pursue justice decades later. Now, if you cannot, what's been raised by one caller, for example, in this programme today, does that mean that the world should stop pursuing Nazi war criminals?
What it means in the context of Northern Ireland, and we'll have to look at what the Northern Ireland Attorney General is proposing in fine detail, and specifically, of course, and that needs to be considered and is being debated. And when he clarifies all that, people will be able to form a judgment. But the principle here, in which victims after a terrible conflict, as you saw in South Africa, for example, many of those who were responsible for awful crimes which matched the atrocities committed in Northern Ireland, of the kind that Florence's son was a victim, and she herself remains a victim. Exactly those atrocities of that order were committed in South Africa, and yet part of the process of bringing together a society bitterly divided after what was effectively a civil war, rather like Northern Ireland, that a process of effectively people being allowed to escape justice, if you wanted to call it that, by confessing to crimes under the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. That was very hard for a lot of the victims to accept.
Yeah, but you...
So I don't think it's a black and white issue of saying, does that mean you leave crimes of a very serious character left without justice being brought? It may not be possible to bring justice in any case terms.
Yeah, but
I think a kind of justice has to be brought in other ways, through the work of the Victims Commissioner and through the attempt which Lord Eames and Dennis Bradley made to address the past in their report, and also that Richard Haass is currently considering.
But the principle is important here. And again, there have been people on this programme today reminding listeners that Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. Could we, for example, ever imagine David Cameron, the Prime Minister, or Ed Miliband, if he was a future Prime Minister, could we ever imagine him standing up and saying, do you know what? You see the 7/7 bombings in London? Actually, we're going to give those bombers an amnesty. Could you ever imagine President Obama standing up and saying, do you know what? Anyone associated with 9/11, too much time has passed now. We're giving them an amnesty. We're not pursuing prosecutions.
Those examples and those cases that you fairly quoted, where they're very different from Northern Ireland is there's a continuing war going on. There is a continuing battle against that kind of terrorist action. There isn't any process that has brought closure on that those attacks. They continue, and many of them are foiled by our intelligence services before we even hear about them. Many of them, I can tell you from personal knowledge. So I don't think that is the right comparison. The right comparison is whether Northern Ireland wants to move forward in a way that addresses and brings justice and also brings recognition to many of the victims, including Florence that we've just heard from, in a way that will not be done if you can't prosecute in any case, which is another one of the Attorney General's points, simply because the evidence is too hard to unearthed it's so long ago. If you can't prosecute in any case, you've got to find other ways of doing it. I've spoken to the victims of widows of police officers or widows of prison officers or widows of other victims of the conflict. And it's a very hard conversation to have because all of those people bear terrible scars and will do so forever.
Peter Hinn, thank you very much indeed.